In Georgia, the Biden administration is giving the Muscogee Creek Nation a say in the management of its ancestral lands. The Okefenokee Swamp is now a national wildlife refuge, but it belonged to the tribe until the U.S. government took it away more than 200 years ago. Molly Samuel of member station WABE visited with representatives from the Muscogee Creek Nation who are getting a chance to see the swamp for the first time.
We're on an hour-long boat trip up the Suwannee Canal. The waterway was dug in the late 1800s in a failed attempt to drain the swamp. Now it's a popular way in for visitors to the Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge, here to fish, watch for birds, or paddle on a camping trip in the largest intact blackwater swamp on the continent. Cypress trees arch overhead with curtains of Spanish moss draped from their branches. Alligators watch from the edges. When we reach Floyd's Island, Turner Hunt says he's already impressed.
It's good to get here, get to experience this, see the plants, see the animals. It's a beautiful place.
Hunt is the preservation manager for the Muscogee Nation, and he's never been to the Okefenokee Swamp before.
We know that this place was important to our ancestors.
It was described as the most blissful place on Earth. But the Muscogee Nation, at the time called the Creek Nation, signed it over to the United States in the 1814 Treaty of Fort Jackson.
Which was a coerced treaty, so it means that we weren't necessarily looking to give up this land.
Now the Muscogee Nation is working to designate parts of the Okefenokee as traditional cultural property, meaning it has special significance to them. The designation would give them a seat at the table when the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service makes decisions about how to manage it.
Our homelands are important. A lot of people don't, especially in Georgia, Alabama, they don't think that we care about our homelands anymore.
But they do care, Hunt says. The colleague he's traveled with from Oklahoma, his full-time job is repatriating and reburying the remains of Muscogee ancestors whose graves had been dug up. They'd actually come to Georgia primarily for two reburials and added this trip to the Okefenokee.
We want to make sure that our ancestors are protected.
And there's been controversy around the swamp the past few years. A titanium mine has been proposed just outside the National Wildlife Refuge. Environmentalists and scientists have been fighting the mine, concerned about how it would affect the swamp. In June, the federal government reversed a decision it had made under the Trump administration, and now the path forward for the mine will be more difficult and much more expensive. That reversal was based on the government's failure earlier on to consult with the Muscogee Creek Nation. Twin Pines, the company wanting to mine, is now suing the Army Corps of Engineers.
I'll let y'all leave.
The officials we're with from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service say there are a couple ancient mounds on the island. We bushwhack through pine forest and dense shrubs. A deer follows us for a bit.
This is fun, isn't it?
When we get there, we see a small rise in the land with trees growing on top. Hunt says Native people built mounds for different reasons over time. Some were for burials or platforms for houses. They used to be all over the place, but many have been damaged or demolished.
We see these as our mark on our ancestral homelands. You know, every time there's a destruction or something to them, it's basically causing cultural erasure. And so that's the reason why we're so active in preservation of these sites, because this is our people.
This mound on federal land is protected.
Native Americans seem to kind of have disappeared from American history. They're no longer here. They are very definitely here.
Archaeologist Rick Kanaski is the Southeast Regional Historic Preservation Officer for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
You know, we talk about prehistory. It's not prehistory, it's history. It's their history. And those are critical stories for us to try, not so much to understand, but to at least acknowledge.
It's good to hear a federal agency representative say those types of things.
Turner Hunt says the Muscogee Nation doesn't want to interfere with current management, but they do want to be involved to create more opportunities for Muscogee citizens to come back and visit and to help protect the swamp. Officials with the refuge say they welcome that, and they're open to hearing from the six other federally recognized tribes with connections here, too. For Here and Now, I'm Molly Samuel.